From a doctor's point of view, being in a wheelchair really implies that you have some physical disability or inability of some kind. It does not necessarily mean that you are not mentally stable or you are incapacitated mental or something like that. So you could still rule the country from a wheelchair. Otherwise, we would be saying here that people who are disabled, who are living with some disability and wheelchairs should never rule the country. Where the mayor in Bulawayo who was in a wheelchair, Mayor Malinga, that did not mean Malinga was not okay.
So in this case, you are talking about a person who has been able-bodied and all of a sudden he goes into a wheelchair. And, you know, I think there's a difference here.
There's no difference because we must separate physical inability from mental inability. Because if you have been physically okay and suddenly you have an ailment like spondylosis, you go into a wheelchair, even at your age. So this wheelchair business, it may imply that maybe I'm injured or I'm not able to walk properly or whatever, and I opt now to move in a wheelchair. That does not necessarily mean my brain is no longer working, which is what rules the nation.
And then who determines that somebody's brain is no longer working?
But the government doctors would have to determine that. And they will only determine that when they maybe when you now feel that as a government you want to assess, or the person or the president himself feels he needs that assessment. Because nobody can just stand up and say, hey, president, come here, let's assess you. That's not possible.